I'm Barbara Howell, and I'm the Libertarian candidate for governor. I grew up in North Carolina. I've lived here almost my entire 59 years. I got involved in North Carolina politics because, as a Libertarian, I see a need for reducing interference and the impact that government has on our lives. The Libertarian philosophy is basically that you own your own life, and you should pay to live your life as long as you're not bothering another person or harming another person. And as government exists, it exists for one reason, and that's to protect you from people who might hurt you, but it should otherwise leave you alone. Mm-hmm. That's not happening in North Carolina. I've seen the government grow and grow, get more and more interfering, and I figured in order to get the kind of government that I think we need, I needed to participate in the political process by running for office.
Do you have political background? Is this your first time you've run for elective office?
Well, no. I've run as a Libertarian numerous times, so I've run for state house. I ran for U.S. Senate in 1998. I've run for governor before. The key in this race for the Libertarian Party is that the candidate for governor or president has to get 2% of the vote for us to maintain our legal status as a political party in North Carolina.
Now, both of the major party candidates have emphasized the North Carolina economy and the creation of jobs as their main priorities. Do you go along with that? And if not, what is your main priority and challenge?
Yeah, I agree that jobs is an important issue in North Carolina. What government does is creates impediment to the job creators. So I would suggest that what North Carolina needs to do is lower their taxes, decrease the regulation and rules that they throw in front of small business owners and everybody in North Carolina, maintain a sound infrastructure by using all the money they collect for roads and transportation on the roads and transportation and not divert those monies to pet projects of politicians, and have a great education system. One of the things I advocate in my plan is that we offer parents the opportunity to choose schools for their kids rather than use the one-size-fits-all monopoly government school system.
In terms of social issues, I know the Libertarian Party is socially tolerant. For instance, let's look at the same-sex marriage amendment that was passed.
Yes.
What's your position on that? I mean, I know it's already passed, but what is your position on those issues?
My position is that the Constitution is to limit government, not to limit people. I was just floored when the amendment passed. And I got people contacting me saying, but the people voted on it. It's a good thing. It's democracy at work. There are just certain things we don't vote on, and that's how one of those things is how people form their families. And I've repeated time and time again that the Constitution is supposed to limit government, not to limit people. My husband and I, a couple of weeks after the amendment passed, went down to the General Assembly and shredded our marriage license. We were so outraged. So one of the things I would work for as governor is to try to work to repeal that. I think it was a bad policy to begin with, and I hope we can get it out of our Constitution.
What do you see as North Carolina's biggest challenge over the next 4 years, and how would you address that?
I think the biggest challenge is the growth of government. It's just getting more and more intrusive on all levels, federal and state. North Carolina has over 700 licenses, occupational licenses, for people to work in North Carolina. What they typically are is job preventers and competition preventers, so that once a group gets into power and can start making the rules for people who try to enter the field, they limit their competition, so it really hurts the people of North Carolina.
And is there anything you'd like to add to what we've talked about?
We've had over 100 years of Republicans and Democrats trying to make the rules and trying to control the government, and they're the ones that got us into this mess, and I think people ought to really take a serious look at alternative choices.